I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm just thinking about adding one more day in Tamaki to the
playlist.
Extensive running total that I'm operating. But good, good.
Yeah.
And a really nice surprise to see you back behind the controls today.
Yeah, you know, it's good to be back. The only movie news I've heard since I've been away is that Brad Pitt turned up with a new girlfriend to the Venice Film Festival. That's all I've heard. But other than that, I'm in the dark.
You must have been visiting filmnews.com for that hot highbrow scoop.
Yeah, oh man. You know, it's breaking news where I was.
Well, look, I'm a little bit light on the news, but like News Talk ZB, heavy on the opinions.
Hell today. Yeah, that's what we like. Tell us, Steve.
I have predetermined all of my content for today before I realised that you were here, but I'm going to try and draw a bow between everything I talk about today and internationally competitive sporting achievements. So we'll see how I go. Hey, you know how there's rigorous testing at the Olympics and all sort of sporting codes. Well, I've seen a movie called The Substance. Did I land that one?
Oh, yeah, nice segue. Okay, nice.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks. I'll accept podium positions for each of these. The Substance, this played at the New Zealand International Film Festival. It was the closing night film. And it came in on kind of a big wave of hype for its gross-out factor and kind of feminist take on body horror.
Right.
Now, look, I found this really enjoyable, but I think I am on the side of those who say that maybe it sort of falls slightly short of the mark and being up there with, like, the David Cronenbergs and whatnot.
Yeah.
But what it does offer in the story of an aged-out TV aerobics star played by Demi Moore was just a very vibrant, exciting and OTT journey through some of the stuff. It's not your kind of gloomy satire. This is really neon drenched and look, if the music video for Satisfaction by Benny Benassi is in your YouTube history, then there'll be some kind of leery scenes in this film that might be to your liking. We did get warned before the NZIFF screening about how intense and challenging the gore was going to be, and it's not without it. Like, this isn't necessarily a nice Demi Moore comedy to watch with your mum. But when it kind of culminates in a whole bunch of practical effects and really kind of homage to goopy films of the 80s, I was very pleased indeed. The performance is great. Demi Moore, her younger self, played by the fantastic Margaret Qualley.
Cool.
And the whole sort of deal with this film is that Moore's character, when dumped by her TV network, takes advantage of a mysterious thing called The Substance, which will... the TLDR is it creates the younger version of yourself.
Right.
And you have to sort of alternate between older and younger. It's got a Jekyll and Hyde vibe of old and young.
Wow.
Heaps to enjoy in it. Shout out to the guy who was really drunk next to me at the Civic, who was quite chatty.
Throughout the movie.
Yeah, and at one point when Dennis Quaid... an extreme close-up really messily devoured a whole bowl of prawns, leaving the carcasses in a plate to one side. This guy went, "Well, that's gonna smell." I had so many questions. I already wish I'd stuck around afterwards to ask him. Did you mean in the world of the film? Because the scene was set in a restaurant, and they generally kind of come and take your plates away at restaurants. That's what it was about. Or was he concerned about the well-being of people in the film production?
Yeah, or maybe someone sitting in front of him. Maybe they were doing something.
Oh. I think actually just boozed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's Olympic sport number one.
Yeah.
Olympic sport, Olympic tie-in number two. Hey, you know, there's lots of things that take place out on the water. There's something else that likes the water besides athletes and the television, and that's penguins.
Yes.
And I watched the show The Penguin over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
This is a spin-off of Matt Reeves' most recent take on Batman, which was called The Batman and starred Robert Pattinson. And this series falls after the events of the film and kind of gives you a really good character study of the villain, the Penguin, played by Colin Farrell under heaps of prosthetics.
Okay, so he really doesn't look like himself.
Nah, not at all. Like, there's kind of glimpse, like, he's a mid-tier mob guy. He's got a physique that's a sort of one part Harvey Weinstein, one part Tony Soprano. Very heavy set chap.
Wow.
And kind of has that mob inflection to match. Sometimes you get a bit of Farrell peeking out through the accent. Does a lot of work with his eyes, but all of the facial prosthetics just kind of serve to accentuate what he's doing. He's found a different way to make it work that doesn't really look like him necessarily. And like this sort of prosthetic based makeup, it worked in the film because you didn't see very much of him, and what you saw was largely at night. I wasn't expecting it to be convincing, and really it works super well in the context of a series.
Okay, because I was imagining when you have a lot of prosthetics, you know, it's sort of like Botoxing your face, you know, you can't really get any expressions out there, but I guess if it's in the dark.
Yeah, like a lot of this takes place in really well lit scenes. It's very impressive what's technically possible with physical makeup effects. And even in the feature film, he observed that he kind of loved what it could do in terms of almost anonymizing him inside this costume, but seeing it, like, when he'd grin, he'd really grin, you know, like,
right.
It just made everything
hyper accentuated,
made everything bigger.
Yeah.
The show, without getting to spoiler territory, kind of just exists in this gang warfare kind of storyline. We learn a bit more about the character's childhood, but more so it's a power struggle with the other crime families of Gotham. And there's kind of nothing particularly superheroic about the show.
Yeah.
So just got some time to kind of tell a patient story. There's a very enjoyable body count. There's a very enjoyable kind of dark humor to it. But that kicks off on Friday, and I think you could probably have a good time with it, even if you weren't necessarily like a Batman type.
Yeah, right.
Fanatic.
It'd just be a nice show to see. Now, do you think coming off the back of that show is the reason why the Yellow-Eyed Penguin won Bird of the Year?
Oh, it's absolutely a corporate tie-in by HBO.
Yeah.
I mean, they've
it's a conspiracy.
They did it with Wilson. Now they're doing it with the Penguin. So they're just rigging our
Jesus
awards.
Christ.
God damn it!
Jesus Christ.
Olympics theme tie-in number three.
Go for it.
The Olympics brings together everyone in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And coming to the big screen for one night only is a film called Rap World.
Okay.
This is happening on Friday, September 27th at the Capitol Cinema. And the night hosted by Tim Batt, it's going to be a presentation of this feature-length debut by comedian Connor O'Malley. I've talked about him a little bit on the radio before. He's I hate the phrase alt comedy, but it kind of tells you the terrain that he's in.
Right.
He often plays these unhinged, desperate characters, dudes that are overreaching and kind of sort of pathetic in their anger and insistence on whatever flawed scheme they're trying to carry out.
So
Tim's going to host this night at the Capitol. O'Malley's Rap World is a film set, I believe, in the late 2000s, and a group of friends set out to make a masterpiece rap album in the space of one weekend.
I thought you meant as in W-R-A-P.
I mean, that's
like
a whole different way to look at it. Cling Rap. Hey, Cling Rap the World.
Cling Rap the World. That's a lot of plastic.
It'll be the best thing. Tim's going to do some stand-up as well.
Awesome.
And it'll also be one of O'Malley's short films called Corey's, which I've seen and really dug, playing there too. So that's Capitol Cinema. That is Friday, September 27. I really like that it's on a Friday. That's a good night for a kind of roll into the raucous vibe.
Yeah,
it should be really fun.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
As one final sort of special event mention, each year, the Olympics felt like it went for a long time, didn't it?
Yeah, at least a year.
Yeah, at least a year. Well, it feels like a year sitting in a theater if you're there for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Ant Timpson's 24-hour movie marathon is coming up in the very near future.
Wicked.
This is one of the most enjoyable things slash grueling things that a movie nerd can do with their time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's got a taste for the incredibly strange sort of programming of Timpsons or rare and unusual films should do this at least once in their movie-going lifetime.
How many movie marathons have you done?
I think I've done about like 12 or 13, maybe.
And how do you last that long? That's what I always sort of wonder.
There's a great espresso available in the foyer. Fresh air really helps.
Yeah.
There's a strategically timed breakfast break and a dinner break. But
no sleep break.
No sleep break. Lots of energy drinks. Lots of sweets. Strategic coffees. Strategic fresh air.
Hell yeah.
I think there's a few different strategies. None of them really seem to be involving a lot of hygiene. It does get a bit woofy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time to spend in the company of
at least a seat apart. Yeah.
So that's taking place at the Hollywood Avondale on October the 12th.
Wicked. That's coming up.
Start doing your training now. Maybe kind of.
Yeah.
Start I mean, you want to be up to like being able to do at least sort of three or four back to back because.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to find it. Hard yakka.
Well, you know, when I was on my 15-hour plane ride, I get through four movies, and that's I don't feel like watching any movies for a really long time. So a 24-hour film marathon, that's it. You really got to seriously train for that.
Do you think it would work better for you if you had a plane seat with the screen in front of you as opposed to, like, we can set it up in the cinema, I'm sure,
yeah.
Like in the aisle.
Yeah, exactly. I think if they had a big screen up the front that everyone could look forward rather than a screen in the chair in front of you.
Oh,
maybe
have you just invented the Sky Cinema?
The Sky Cinema.
I love it.
Thank you. I've coined that myself.
Hey, great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you too.
That's all. That's all my tips. Rap World in Friday Night at the Capitol next week. Movie Marathon coming up in October. The Substance in cinemas from tomorrow. A fun B movie, a knockout, but a fun time, and The Penguin, which was a much more enjoyable and gritty crime drama with a man in prosthetics than I was expecting. If you're thinking about Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder,
it's
not that.
All right, he doesn't have big hands. All right, thanks, Steve. We'll catch you next week.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.